Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We're in Pesachim Siman Zayin and Chelek Or HaChaim, and we are discussing the writing of Tefillin by someone who is a young man, whether he needs to be checked to see whether he brought Simanim or not. And last year we discussed how many people have to check him. Two people have to check him. One person has to check. That is our discussion. So continues Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Gam benidon didon nira lahachmir. Kevin de'ev shalasis ken bekal. Livdok beveiz edim. Another reason, in addition to what we said in the previous year, to be machmir here and require two witnesses to check this person, because it's easy. So another reason to be mechalek is that when it comes to the Gemara about chalitza and you're checking the girl, so it's a gnai to check by men. So therefore we say a woman, and once it's already a woman, so you don't need proper edus, so one woman is enough. You don't need two. But bedikas katan, we're dealing with a male, so do edus ma'alya. Bring two edim, so it's better here to be machmir and bring two edim. Vine machar b'dika nimsulo beis Cyrus, nearly dat tefillin shekosven kodem b'dika ksheirim. Now let's say after the b'dika, so he says better have two edim for the b'dika, check him out, see if this boy has two Cyrus, inshallah yisra. But let's say you find two Cyrus and he wrote tefillin before the b'dika. Are the tefillin he wrote kosher? And the answer is, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Ksherim, why? The machzakina le legodo le mafreya miyom shemalu shnoisav shenase ben yud gimel shana. That we assume that he was a godol previously from the day that he reached 13 years old. Kamashikosvu atosus beperek mishemes. Like Tosus writes in Perek Mishemes. There the Gemara says, Bodkin Amar of Menach Nachman, I'm just being aided here by the Biur Chiza Ba'ekev, a very wonderful parish on the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger with Biurim, telling you Pashup Shat in Ha'aras, going more Bi'ion. It's Mamish, beautiful parish. Harav Shurkin, Talmud Chacham in Lakewood. So he brings here the Gemara and the Tosfos. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Botkin Legitni Lekedushin Katan, which means that if you have a Katan who reached 13 years and he didn't bring simanim lemala v'kideish es ha'isha v'achakach pashta es ha'isha v'kibla kedushin siyada v'kibla kedushin me'acher v'achakach badku es ha'katnu matzu bo simanim arminu lemafreya ha'yu lo simanim v'kidushiv kedushin lo tzicha get me'asheni. So you don't see that lamala and his face, the cotton has any simanim. So afterwards, this woman, and he's makadesh a woman. So he's 13 years old. He's makadesh a woman, and then this woman is makabel kedushin from someone else, and then they check the cotton, and then they find out that itaka has simanim. So what do we say? We assume that Lamafrei also had simanim, and the Mela, his kedushin, was a good kedushin, and of course that would mean that the second kedushin that she received would not be valid, and no get would be necessary, because the first kedushin was a good kedushin, and a married woman can't get married. Trying marrying a married woman, it's not going to work. Don't try. Tosis there asks, Shmuel says in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Tesamer Aleph that a Naira B'yom de Mishlam Shis Chadoshim V'nasa Bogeres Bo B'yom. If you have a girl, she's a Naira, her 6 months are finished, and she became a Bogeres Bo B'yom. She became 12 and a half on that day, because before she becomes a Bogeres, her father could be Makabel Kedushin, and not after she becomes a Bogeres. If on that day her father was Makadesh her somewhere else, and she was Makadesh herself somewhere else, her father on the Derech, she in the ear, and now she's a Bogeres Lefaneinu, so she has Simane Bagrus. As explicated by the Gemara Nida Daf Mem Zayin. So the din is Choshishim LeKedushe Shneihem, and you're Choshish for both Kedushins. So in other words, you're not sure, did she become a, was she a Bogeres when her father was Mekadesh or not? So now she's a Bogeres, but when her father was Mekadesh earlier in the day, was she a Bogeres or not? So, if she was a Bogeres, then her father's Kedushin is not a Kedushin. If she was not a Bogeres, then her father's Kedushin is a Kedushin. So the din is that we're Choshish for both. That we say that now she brought Simane Bagrus, and not in the morning. And Memela were Choshish, that her father's Kedushin in the morning preceded her Kedushin, and she was married to the first guy. In other words, we're not Machzik al Pias Simanim Lemafreya. So why in Bava Basra, this is a Gemara in Kufnan Vav, why in Bava Basra we machzik simonim lemafreya? And for Tosfos, shiny hasam bebogeres, that we're talking about oso yom. Oso yom, we're not machzik lemafreya, because the simonim are liable to come that day. Mashen came above a Basra, there it's talking about where he already became a gadol a while ago. It's not ba'oso yom. If it's ba'oso yom, then you're taka choshesh that this girl was not a bogeres in the morning when her father was makadish her, and therefore the kedushin would be a good kedushin. But here we're talking about a while after he became 13. So what we say is that if he was Makabel, if he was Makadesh, and then you checked him afterwards to see if he's a Gadol, you assume that Hitaka not only is a Gadol now, but he was a Gadol when he was Makadesher. The Hasim lo kol marachi ala biyomad mishlam shis de bosi yom bwagra. So there it's talking about where it's the very same day, whereas here it's talking about where he became a gadol a while ago. There we say that that the mafreya he was also a gadol, but also yom when she was a bogeres, we don't say the mafreya, but also yom she was already a bogeres. So that's just one day, the day she became 12 and a half. There you can't assume that in the morning she brought the simanim. But here, that he's already been 13 for a while, you can assume that he already brought the simanim when he was Makadesh her. Ulani Ustaiti writes Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Kavanasim dahachem isayeh chazaka derava. Here we have the seal of chazaka derava. Mishum hachi, gam l'shmu mukminan la chazaka gedola lemafreya. V'kach kasev lehedri b'tshuvas harosh. So here you have chazaka derava. What does chazaka derava teach us? That when a boy reaches 13, that he brought simanim. So here we're talking about not only is it not the day that he turned 13, but it's a while ago, and that compounded by the fact that we have Chazaka de Rava, so we assume that he was a gadol even earlier when he was Mekadesher. And certainly according to Rav, that if she's a Bulgaris now, you check her today, so then assume that earlier in the day she was also a Bulgaris. So even though it was that day, we don't say that it waited until later in the day to her to have the simana. We say they came earlier in the day. So we have here that even according to Shmuel, if a 13-year-old boy, it's not mamish the day of his bar mitzvah, it's a little while after his bar mitzvah, he was Makadish, a girl, and then you check him and he had Simanim, you assume that with Shas Kedushin he had Simanim. Even according to Shmuel, Shmuel only says that with the girl you don't trust it because it's Oso Yom, but it's the day she turned 12 and a half. But in our case, where some time has passed, you do trust that he already brought Simanim, and certainly according to Rav, who holds that on the day she's 12 and a half, you assume she's Mamisha Bulgaris today, so certainly on the day that he turns 13, so certainly when he's Mekadisher, when he's 13, so you also assume you have Chazaka Darava, and you assume that that he brought Simanim. So if you check him afterwards and you see that he has Simanim, so assume he had Simanim before. Because just like a Bogeres, you assume Ba'oso Yom, she brought her Simanim. If you check her later in the day, you assume she had Simanim earlier in the day also. She was already a Bulgaris. So too, a 13-year-old boy, assume that if you check him and he has Simanim, assume that he had Simanim earlier as well. So both according to, certainly according to Rav, and even according to Shmuel, when you're Mekadesh, a girl, and afterwards he's checked, this 13-year-old boy is checked to see that he had Simanim, you assume that he had Simanim earlier as well. So, the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, this is Kuf Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, and it says there as follows: Ma'aseh b'bnei Brak. There was a certain ma'aseh that happened in Bnei Brak. Somebody sold his father's nechasim and he died. And the B'nai Mishpacha said, what are you talking about? He was a katan b'shas misa. And Mimela, his mechira is not a mechira. We asked Rabbi Akiva, can we check him now to see if... So a person sold his father's nechasim, and then he died. So this person is dead now. And the B'nai Mishpacha says that he was a katan b'shas misa. That when he died, he was a katan. And Mimela, the mechira that he sold of his late father's property is not a mechira. And then the Konim said, can we check him now to see if he was a gadol b'shas misa so, or not? Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Akiva said, Yatam Rashaim Lenavla. You're not allowed to be Menavil him, you're not allowed to disgrace him and do a Bedika after he's dead to see if he brought Simanim or not. Ve'od Simanim Asuim Lishtanas Lachar Misa. Even if now you see that he's a Gadol, I'll be the Simanim, maybe if he was alive, it wouldn't have happened. In other words, you can't trust Simanim Misa. So the Rosh in a tshuva there is medayek that it's mashma, that if he was alive, the bedikah would be effective. And the question is, what is the bedikah going to help after the mechira? Maybe the simanim came now, not b'shas mechira. So from here, the Rosh proves that bedikah is effective l'mafreya misha she'igia l'chlal shnosav. The bedikah is effective retroactively from the time he reaches age. Why? Because he has a chazaka derava on his side, that hash the simanim l'faneinu. He has the simanim in front of us, and he has chazaka derava that he already brought simanim earlier. So it's beseder gamur, if he'd be alive, it would be okay. However, the Ramban answered this kasha, that it's mashma that if he would be alive, bedika would be effective. And this is shver, because maybe b'shas mechira, he didn't yet have simanim. He only got the simanim afterwards, b'shas habedika. So, and for the Ramban, that it's talking about when he died immediately after the mechira, writes the Ramban, shemachar b'nichse oviv v'meis, perish meis miyad, shimchaya ein b'dikasa l'lekuchos raya, Shema achar kein hevi simanim. That it's talking about where he sold his father's property, then he died, he perished, says the Ramban. This means that he died immediately, that if he'd be alive, his bedika would not be a raya. Because maybe he brought the simanim sometime after. In other words, that dafka, bedika, immediately after the mechira is effective. But la'achar zman, the bedika is not effective. That's the, to be megala, that he was a lemafreya, that b'shas mechira he was a gadol. So lehedi, we have a machlokas here between the Ramban and the Rosh in a tshuva. B'katan she'igia l'chlal shnosav, b'katan reached age, and then he sold his father's nechasim, and then afterwards they found simanim. Is the bedikah effective l'mafreya or not? The Rosh says it is. The Ramban says it's not, because you have to do it immediately. If not, then you just, according to the Ramban, then you assume that in the interim he grew these simanim. So writes Rabbeinu, Ayin b'chadusha Arashba, who are Ramban, b'perish mishameis ad kan lashono, kavanaso. The Haramban, so he's quoting the Beis Yosef, and now the Rabbi Kiveger explains, the Ramban sham cholek al Rosh, the mashkasa v'hudu de b'nei brak de mairi, al korchach, de miyad shemachar meis, that's exactly what we explain. In that case in Bnei Brak, that it's talking about, he died immediately afterwards. So if he died immediately afterwards, oh, it's only because he died that we're concerned with the Shinui, and therefore it's not the Bedika won't be a good Bedika. Mashma, if he was alive, would be a good Bedika, but that's only if it was Miyad, if it was immediate. Otherwise, the Bedika is not effective. You can't say that if he sold it last week and you do a bedikah today, just because he has simanim today, doesn't mean he has simanim last week. So we have Tosfos in Bava Basra, Kufnun Vav, who holds that you can, if he was Mekadesh a woman after he was 13, and then you check him out afterwards, you can assume that if he's a Gadol now, he was a Gadol earlier. And that's even according to Shmuel. Shmuel just holds in the Boba Yomna, the day she turns 12 and a half. Then you can't trust it. But if it's later, you can. Sometime after he turned 13. If you check him now, assume that earlier on he already brought simanim. And so writes the Rush, and certainly according to Rav, who holds that even a Bogeris, you assume that Bobiom she brought, So if you find simanim in a 13-year-old, assume that he's had simanim the whole time. But the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says no. The Ramban says that only if you check the person out right after the Maisa, right after the Mechira, or right after the Kiddushin, then you can assume that he had a Peshas Maisa. But if it's any time, if there's any duration of time in the interim, what exact duration is, I don't know. But if there's any duration of time in the interim, too much time, then it's no good anymore. The Bedika would not be effective. However, L'chora, Shita Saramba Mishver, the Bedikla Mafreya won't help. Because we paskin like Rav and Kiddushin, Dafayin Tes, that we say, Harei Bogeres Lefaneinu, Umachzikin Lala Bogeres Lemafreya Mitzafra. That if she's a Bogeres in front of us now in the afternoon, you assume she was a Bogeres in the morning. So it's Shver. It's a Kalvachor Melechora. Just what over there that we're Machzik, that Rav is Machzik her as a Bogeres Lemafreya? Even without a siyua of chazaka derava, because we have to know that the chazaka derava only applies to simani gadlus, not in simani bagrus. And there we're talking also about that very same day, so she could bring simanim any time during the day. So even though there we're talking about her bringing simani bagrus. That the Gemara explains what they are, and it's that very same day. Therefore, we have no chazaka de rava, and it's the very same day. Maybe she brought them later in the day. Yet we still assume she's a bogeres in the afternoon. She was a bogeres in the morning. So kol shkein linyan simanei gadlus, that we have a siyua of chazaka de rava to say that the simanim already came earlier. Because if you find simanim now, so assume if you have simanim now, you had simanim earlier, magam, that you have the siyua of chazaka derava. So why does the Ramban hold that a bedikah mafreya doesn't help? You have a chazaka derava on your side, and now you see simanim, so why don't you say the simanim were brought earlier? Assume that if he reached 13 he has simanim, as the chazaka derava asserts, and also assume that if you see simanim now, they were there earlier. Omnam la niustaiti, says Rabbeinu, Yeshlomer de Haramban, Sphir Lekach, Rak Linyan Lahotzi Mamun. So this compels the Rabbi Kiveger to say a new pshat in the Ramban. That is, that the Ramban holds that this din is talui in the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Chacham and the Mishnah Baba Basra, Kufin Gimel Amar Aleph. And that we paskin that if someone gives to his friend a matnas shchiv meira, he's about to die, and he gives his friend a matana, that if he gets better, the matana is batela, because you assume the matana was only given because he's going to die. Now, if he gives his friend a shtar matana stam, and he doesn't say that it's a lashon shchiv meira, that it's a matnas shchiv meira, and he doesn't say a lashon of matnas bari, and the Gemara brings the lashonos, ki dekatziv rami ba'arse, is shchiv meira, he's in bed, kad mahalech haragloi b'shuka, is a matnas bari, he's going on his legs in the shuk. So if he gave a stam gift, and the giver claims that it's a matnas shchiv meira, and he got better, and the matan is betela, and the makabel says it's a matnas bari, and the matan is kayemes, so he has to bring a raya, the nosen has to bring a raya that he was a shchiv meira. Divrei Rabbi Meir, because he holds that you go after his matzav now. And Chachamim say, no. Rabbi Meir holds that if now he's not a shchiv meira, so assume earlier he also wasn't a shchiv meira. So he has to bring a raya that he was earlier a shchiv meira. Because you go after his matzav now, you assume that was his matzav earlier. Chachamim say no. the Mekabel has to bring a raya that he was a bari, that this person was healthy, and therefore the gift was a good gift. Because Hamotze Mechaver, all of a raya. They have machlokas for Meir and the Chachamim. If Meir says that the Nosein has to bring a raya, he was a Shchiv Meira, and the gift is batal. And Chachamim say that the Mekabel has to bring a raya that he was a bari, and the gift is a good gift, because Hamotze Mechaver, all of a raya. So the Ramban holds that we paskin like Chachamim, that you don't go after his matzav now that he was a bari. So hu adin linyan bedika simanim lo hochin baser matzavu shel achshav lomer shehayu lo simanim lemafreya. So too, with respect to checking the simanim, you don't go after his matzav now to say that he had simanim lemafreya, just like Chachamim there. Don't say we go after his matzav now. We don't say that just like now he's healthy. He was also healthier earlier. No. See, earlier it might have been a Shchiv Meira. And the Mekabel has to bring a Raya that earlier he was healthy. And therefore the gift was a good gift. So you don't go, you don't say that if that the Matzav now is the Matzav of earlier. So Lenin B'dikas Simanim also. Lahochen Basar Matzavu Shel Achshav Lomar Shehayu Lo Simanim L'Mafreya. Bidas HaRosh, Rabbeinu writes that he holds, possibly, the dafka there linyan safik shchiv meira haya, o bari haya. There's no chazaka de rava. There Chachamim hold you don't go after his matziv of now, and if now he's healthy, that means earlier he was healthy. Mashen kein linyanenu, that the safik when the simani godless came, where you have the chazaka de rava on your side, that they came earlier, there you can go after his matzav now. If now he's a gadol, you're similar as a gadol because you have the siyua, you have the aid of the chazaka derava to assert that he was a gadol. Ramban argues and says no, that even b'makom chazaka derava lahochin baser matzavu shel achshav to be motzi mammon, because there's a cheskes mammon against him. When it comes to the chazaka derava, you don't go after his matzav, his present matzav, to take away money, and say that if his present matzav he's a bari, that means that earlier on also he was a bari and the gift is a good gift. No, you don't go after matzavu shel achshav lahotzi mamon, because there's a cheskes mamon kenegdo, because this person has a cheskes mamon against that. So because he's a cheskes mamon, you don't say that just like he's healthy now, he was healthy earlier and the gift is a good gift. Rather, you go after his cheskes mamon and you say maybe earlier is a shchiv meira, prove otherwise. Let's see that inside. Omnam laniyus daiti yeshlomar. We want to now, what is our job now? Our job now is to explain the Ramban. We want to explain the Ramban, who argues with the Rosh in the case of the katan, of the person who sold his father's property. And then he died, and the family claims he was a katan, and Ramban asserts that we do not, if you do a bedika la'achar zman and you find that he was a gadol, if he's alive still, and you do bedika zman and you find that he's a gadol, you don't say that he was a gadol earlier. We want to understand pshat why. Here you have the Miseyach Chazaka Derava. So just like in the case of the Bogeres, where you say that if she became a Bogeres in the afternoon, you assume she was a Bogeres in the morning, here also. If you check him and now he's a gadol, assume that he was a gadol earlier. And gam that he's going to have a chazaka derava. So, omnam la'ni yistati yeshlom derabans v'yalei kach rak l'inyin lahotzi mamon. So the Ramban's whole vort, very important, is only when it comes to being motzi mamon. Because through this bedika, it's impossible to take karka from the cheskes bailim through a chazaka that he's a gadol lefaneinu and assume that he was also a gadol earlier. Ramban only holds this when it comes to cheskes mamon. Avol ba'alma gam a Ramban mode, but the Ramban agrees stam da'af below chazaka derava. Because even without a chazaka derava, in the case of the bogeris lefaneinu, where there's no chazaka derava, remember simani bogeris, there's no chazaka derava, only simani gadlus. So we paskin like Rav that if she's a bogeris lefaneinu, we assume she was a bogeris earlier as well. Certainly here, where there's a siyub chazaka derava. El al korchenu derak legabe cheskes mamon. Only when it comes to cheskes mamon. Why? The kaimelan k'Rebbe Meir, because we paskin like Rebbe Meir. So Baruch Hashem, we have the background now. We know which Rebbe Meir he's referring to. The ba'omer shchiv merayisi al makabel havi raya. If he says I was a shchiv meira and I gave you this gift, the makabel has to bring a raya that when he gave the gift, he was taka bari. Otherwise, we assume that he was a shchiv meira, even though now he's a bari. Why? Because he's bala hotzi mamon. When you're coming to be motzi mamon, we say I'm motzi mechaveral v'raya. Bring your proof. So in the case in Bava Basra, with the cut and selling his father's property, they were talking about a cheskes mamon. When it's a cheskes mamon, then you need a much stronger proof. And just stam that you find out that he's a gadol later, that doesn't prove that he was a gadol earlier. That's not enough of a proof for us. Because the family has a cheskes mamon, and we paskin like Reb Meir that when it comes to cheskes mamon, so amotz mechaver ol avaraya, and even though he's a bari now, you assume that earlier he was a shchiv meira, unless the makabel can bring a raya otherwise. Because amotz mechaver ol avaraya, ve'arosh b'tshuva hanal b'raya so midi b'nei brakum vord the gamelino tells mamon cheskasam mina kein degadol mafreya. So the rush holds that even when it comes to even there, if he's a gadol later, you assume he's a gadol earlier. Behind who after bomer shchiv mera, you see kaimel and kriv meir mikol makom kevin b'selech chazaka derav machzakin le levade gadol mafreya. So now he's explaining, as we said, the sheet of the Tos Sarash, that the Tos Sarash holds that here we pass like Rebbe Meir that if he's a bari now, we still say amotzi mechaveral v'raya, and the makabel has to prove that earlier he was a shchiv meira. We don't say that if he's a bari now, he's a bari earlier, and the gift is a good gift. Rather, we say that now he's a bari. Maybe earlier he was a shchiv meira, and the gift, we say that now he's a bari, but maybe earlier he was a shchiv meira, and the gift is not a good gift. And you have to prove otherwise. The makabel has to prove otherwise. Why? Because amotz mechaber l'varaya. Dafka there, the Rush would say, we say amotz mechaber l'varaya, and the makabel has to prove that he was a shchiv meira at the time of the giving of the gift. Why? Why? Very simple. Because there we don't have a chazaka derava. There we don't have a chazaka derava. So therefore, amotz mechaber l'varaya prove he was a shchiv meira at the time of the giving of the gift. But in the Meisen B'nei Brak, there we're talking about a person who turned 13 years old. There we have a chazaka derava. So there a later bedika can confirm that he was a gadol earlier, because you have the chazaka derava on your side that says that also. And another reason that says that he's a gadol earlier, not only that he's now a gadol, so you assume he became a gadol earlier, but chazaka derava tells you he was a gadol earlier. So this whole machlokas then between the Rush and the Ramban would be only with respect to mamonis. And we get back to the words of Rabbi Kiva Eger that we quoted earlier on, much earlier on. Vineim achar b'dikin imtzilo beis Cyrus nearly did tefillin shekosvan. That film shekosvan kodem abedika ksheir in the machzakin and leilugado lamafreya meyom shemalu shnoisav shnasa b'yon gimel shana. So he says that if you find two Cyrus now, assume that he also had two siras when he wrote the tefillin. And now, with everything that we learn, we see this is Likulei Alma, because the Ramban holds that only when it comes to a Cheskes Mamon, you say if a person has a Cheskes Mamon, then we don't assume in the Maisim B'nei Brak that the person already became a Gadol when he sold the property, and in the Maisa with the person who wrote the gift, and your Mesupik if you wrote it when he's a Shechiv Meir or Bari, there it's Bechal Na Tolam, where there's a Chazaka Derava. So there, if you have the person has a Cheskes Mamon, so there we're going to paskin like Rebbe Meir, then a Motzmei Charel V'Raya, and you don't assume that what you see now that he's a Bari, he was a Bari earlier. And also when the Katan, if he's a Gadol much later, you see Simani Gadlis later, and the claim is that when he sold it earlier, he was also a Gadol. There the Ramban says no, because there's a Cheskes Mamon against him. So if there's a Cheskes Mamon against you, so then we don't pay any attention to the Chazaka Derav and the fact that he's now a Gadol, there it doesn't fly. But if there's no Cheskes Mamon against you, and you find that now he's a Gadol, and he reached the age of 13, right? Because he had Simanim and he reached the age of 13, and you check him out. So just like you check him out today and you see he's a Gadol, assume that when he wrote the Tefillin last month, he was also a Gadol. Because again, you have on your side that just like now, Matzavo Akshav is also was Matzav earlier. And B, you have the Chazaka Derav on your side. So that Bedika, we said to do a Bedika with two people, but the Bedika would be good even after the writing of the Tefillin. Okay, Rabbeinu continues here, Kedaka B'Kodesh, and we'd like to, Hashem gives us the Siyata Dishmaya, we'd like to continue being Mevar Dvarav, Hakdoshim, and please God, in the next year, we will continue. But we're holding now, we conclude that if you do a Bedika, you should really do a Bedika to see that he brought Simanim, and if you didn't do a Bedika when he actually wrote the Tefillin, do a Bedika afterwards, and that will suffice. Okay, so in the next year, we're going to see that it's not so pashut. I hope we'll see, because maybe Tefillin is a Cheskes Chiyuv, and therefore, according to the Ramban, just like when you have a Chazakah of him, that you don't say that just like where there's a Cheskes Mamon, we say Amotzei Mecharel V'Raya, because this Chazaka D'Rava doesn't beat the Cheskes Mamon, and therefore when he is, if he's 13 years old now, we don't assume that he was 13 years old when he sold the property, because there's a Cheskes Mamon against him. So here also by Tefillin there's a Chazaka against him. What's the Chazaka? That a person has a Cheskes Chiyuv. So who says checking him out now and finding out that he's a Gadol is going to be enough to assume that he was a Gadol earlier also when he wrote the Tefillin? Because it's going against the Chazaka, the person who's wearing the Tefillin's Cheskes Chiyuv. So, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll see that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya, l'mod olam v'lishma l'olam, the times called the race and the doors of Yehava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.